Blog Talk Radio.
I live my life one day at a time.
Welcome to Diamond's World. I'm your host, Diane Rembert, avid reader, award-winning literary blogger, and the founder of Diamond's Literary World, which is my footprint in the literary industry. It is my sincerest desire to bridge the love of words, sentences, paragraphs, and books with whomever has a like passion. I do this by interviewing authors, promoting literary events, and giving innovative reviews. I would like to begin tonight's show by thanking you, the listeners, for taking time out of your day every Wednesday and Friday to step into my world, for sharing the post about the show, and by spreading love through word of mouth. I appreciate each and every one of you. I want to just take a minute because I think that we have all just been hit with a blow. In case you have not been on social media today, New York Times just announced that Simon & Schuster is up for sale. Simon & Schuster, if you don't know, is one of the five major publishing houses in the world. And so to know that they are up for sale is very frightening. Some of the well-known clients full books that they have published include Stephen King, Margaret Mitchell, who penned Gone with the Wind, Judy Blume, as well as former First Lady Hillary Clinton. But I do know just recently Common, and I believe there's a host of others, but so this in and of itself, wow. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I have shared it on my Facebook page, and I've been hearing some things, and I was in the loop about some things, and this does answer a few questions. Did not know that they were owned by Viacom CBS. That was something that was also mentioned in the article. And so we'll just see what happens. But enough about that. Event season is upon us, starting as soon as next Saturday in Greenville, South Carolina. There are a ton of authors that will be going to Greenville, South Carolina, and taking along with them their catalog of books. So if you are in that area, please go and support that event. I will post it tonight for everyone to see on Diamond's Literary World. Now, for tonight's guest, this is a new author for me. But again, I want to thank Ms. LaShera Lee for bringing her to my attention. Tonight's guest is none other than Miss Wanda Lee. She has penned a book entitled Spiritual Beauty. And I can't wait to talk to her about that. Now, Miss Wanda, if you, I'm going to give you a little bit of what is said about this book. It says, let me set the record straight from the beginning. This will not condemn using cosmetics. I'm a Christian and plan to employ these products until the day I die. I appreciate the invention. But have you ever stopped to realize that makeup is so popular that it's used on a deceased person? When attending a funeral and you take that last glance, the corpse looks gorgeous if the product is applied correctly. I'm all for it, in life and in death. These enhancers play a role in the lives of many. An unknown author expressed his views on cosmetic use. If the barn needs painting, paint it. I say, let everybody say amen. With that being said, Ms. Wanda, if you would just do me the honor of hitting the one so that I can properly bring you into the studio. And thank you. I thought that that was you, but I wasn't sure. Okay. So with that being said, Diamonds World, please help me welcome Ms. Wanda Lee to Diamonds World. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I tried to get a little background information on you, but I could not find anything. And that's okay, because I figured, you know what? What better way to find out about the lady than to have her tell us for yourself? So can you tell us a little bit about who Wanda Lee is?
I sure will. And I try to keep it short because I'm a talker and I can easily get carried away. So I've kind of given myself some boundaries here. So I'm going to give you the gist of who I am. I'm a critical thinking baby boomer born in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I enjoy watching professional football and Marvel movies. And my favorite superhero is Spider-Man. I love learning the art of simplicity from the very young and the very old, so I spend a lot of time hanging around both of those groups. My purpose is to encourage someone every day. I'm a born encourager, but I tell people by far my most important feature is that I'm a child of the Most High God. That's it in a nutshell.
Okay. And I love that. I love that. So we are here tonight to talk about this book entitled Spiritual Beauty. Before we get into that, can you tell me the theory or the concept behind spiritual beauty? I gave just a little bit.
I began to think, well, what is beauty? In today's society, it just seems like we're focusing so much on the outside, but I know that a lot of times that you can tell that that's just not all there is to beauty, and a lot of women don't feel beautiful even though they look beautiful. So I started from that premise, and really it was back in 2005 that this seed was planted in me, this concept was planted in me by God, and I thought, wow, you know, what does that even mean? I have no idea. I don't know where to start. And if you don't know how to define something, how do you even begin to search after it? But one of the things that I wrote about when I was trying to come up with my definition, it was just interesting. I'll read what I came up with. My definition of true beauty is that it is intangible but real, simplistic yet complex, straightforward but somehow ambiguous, and gentle while intense. And when I wrote that, I said, well, what in the world does that mean? But, you know, I still say right now that I truly cannot define what spiritual beauty is, but I know that mm-hmm. we are triune beings. We're body, soul, and spirit. So when we tend to just work on one part of beauty, that outer beauty, we're leaving two-thirds of ourselves just unkept or not even or neglected. Maybe that's what I want to say, neglected. So my goal mm-hmm. was to figure out, okay, let me see where I can start from with this concept. And I know that most women desire to look and feel beautiful, but the question is, who defined beauty for you? And
right.
sometimes it's something grandma told you, Aunt Susie, the media. So we have to start from there.
Okay. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking because we know or we've been taught that when you look through the spiritual eye, everything is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the outer man is beautiful. And I don't know if some people know, but Miss Wanda, I could tell just by the way you're talking that you know that when you look at someone in the spiritual eye, like there's a glow about them. So I'm listening and I'm learning, and I just want you said you're gonna give us the short version. Please do not give me the short version because I'm here to learn and I'm here to understand.
Okay. Well, I have more. You'll probably have to cut me off. So give me a little ding when it's time for me to stop. But another thing that, and it's an autobiography because I walked through this thing. And what I write about has been my mm-hmm. experience in my search. Because, as I say, all women want to look and feel beautiful. And I know that God created us beautiful. But somehow it seems like we've gotten lost in this maze of what beauty is. And I talk in the book about being trapped in a maze. You got all these products, you got all these procedures that you can do, you know. You can get nip, tuck, whatever, you know, your skin pulled back, your lips plump. You can get all these things that are supposed to make you more beautiful. But there is a design that God has given you where you were beautiful when you came out of the womb. You were beautiful mm-hmm. before you were even conceived because he gave you beauty. And we don't always recognize that because society doesn't accept our beauty. Like I say, there's a pattern that society has given. And like I say, I don't know who defines that, who thought of that. I even make a little fun of it in the book about how I imagine it came to be, you know, who designed it. But the pattern doesn't fit because we're all different. We're all unique. So sometimes we're trying to fit into a pattern that's not ours. And, of course, that doesn't feel comfortable. I tell people my mother was a seamstress, and my mother could take a pattern and cut it out, but make it fit another person. It might be fit for one person, that pattern size. You know how patterns mm-hmm. come in a size. But she could trim
right.
that thing down and make it fit another mm-hmm. person to a T. And what I like to tell people is that you have a pattern. You have a pattern that has been designed by the master creator, and you're trying to mm-hmm. fit into a pattern that's not for you, and it's very uncomfortable. But we also have to recognize that there are the people who just won't accept you for who you are. I think that with women, there is a lot of that, well, we need to look this way or we need to act this way, but that's not your design. So you are just like
right.
struggling. You're struggling to
yeah.
fit in and to be
right.
accepted, But you don't know that you've already been accepted. God has already accepted you. Christ the Creator designed you that way, and there is no flaw in you.
I love that. I love that.
There is no flaw in you. And I think, like I say, for women, you know, we just want to be beautiful. We really do, and we are beautiful, but how often do you hear, how often are you critiqued by the world when you try to be yourself?
That's true. That is so true. And I'm one example for anyone who is listening and may not make the connection is when, and I believe young girls, and I could be wrong in this, when young ladies decided that they were going to stop processing their hair and they were going to go natural. And in the beginning, people were like, why doesn't she do something about her hair? Because mm-hmm. we were so used to perming our hair or straightening our hair or whatever we were doing because society said that that's what we were supposed to do. And in the beginning, and I'd say this has been probably about 10 years or so, and you started to see the influx of women going back natural. Now, natural hair is so accepted. You see it everywhere. And that's the one immediate thing that I thought about when you talked about not being accepted in society. You know, I mean, you know, like when you don't feel like you fit in. Because, I love my natural hair. I've been natural now for 8 years, almost 9 years, and I love it. Wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. You know what I mean? But now they're starting to be more accepting in the fact that you see more natural hair salons popping up everywhere. So that was just the one thing for someone who couldn't make that connection with what Ms. Wanda was just talking about. I thought that was just like a perfect example.
Yes. And, you know, when I wrote this book, I was thinking about your physical appearance, but also your inner spirit. And, you know, mm-hmm. we have different gifts and we have different abilities. We have different ways of seeing things. We have different ways of reacting to things. And even with that, that is your design. And so...
Right.
There is supposed to be diversity in us because I tell people, I say, God created only one you. And it's not mm-hmm. until you accept that from him that you'll be able to walk in that. Because, like I said, we don't have a lot of diversity, it seems to me. And I've always been sort of different, and I knew I was different. Mm-hmm. They even told me when I was young, they were like, okay, you act kind of funny. And so mm-hmm. that has always kind of stuck with me because I didn't mind being over, you know, somewhere in a corner reading a book, quiet. I didn't have to be a part of a certain thing. But even back then I was labeled as like, well, she's kind of different, but that's mm-hmm. okay. But like I say, it's not until you get the confirmation and the affirmation from your Creator and you believe it, can you walk mm-hmm. the way he designed you to walk? And that is my message. That is so much my mm-hmm. message because you don't have to mimic someone else. You don't.
And you don't have to go to the same just because somebody else is going somewhere. You don't have to go there.
That's right.
You know, you don't go to the same places that other people go. You don't do the same thing that other people do because you do feel different. Or if you do go, you don't feel right. Like I remember, and I've always been this way. If I would go to a party, if I'd be there for a little, you know, about 45 minutes, my head would start hurting. I can't be in here. smoke is bothering me, that, you know, all of that. Mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to be there, and it's okay. It's okay. You know,
it's
so
okay.
I fully get, what you're saying, and I love that. I told you, I'm here to learn. Oh, God, you keep teaching. Go right on ahead.
And, you know, one of the things that I write in the book, it's actually it's on one of the first pages. I gotta turn to it. But the quote from W.E.B. Du Bois, it says, "I am the one who tells the truth and exposes evil and seeks with beauty for beauty to set the world right." Because I believe that we are on a wrong track, and I speak to women as far as, you know, what are you giving up into a pattern? What are you giving up for this ideal that someone has set for you? You don't even know who it is, and you don't even know why it was set. You don't, and even when we look in our families and how beauty was defined, because that's a lot of times how we get the idea. And I give the example in the book that I have three sisters, and I was the one who looked different. They had long hair. My hair was short. You know, I was darker. They were lighter. And so there were even comments, and my mom would tell me, she would say that, or they would say, "Is she yours?" And, you know, my mom didn't mean anything harsh by that, but she was just repeating what someone had said to her. And so, you know, I kind of grew up thinking, well, my goodness, I don't look quite like them. My hair isn't long, and, you know, it gives you a complex that you don't even realize is there. I talk about that in the book, too, about how I felt like, well, somebody didn't know my kind of beauty, and they put a label on me, which I took and I ran with. So the beautiful thing about this book is that instead of calling them chapters, I call them unmaskings, because I had to peel off layers. I had to peel off layers and layers of bad thinking. You know, what is behind your thinking for you to not even understand beauty? And beauty the way that God gave it to you.
There you go. Now, and this is just me asking for someone who may be wondering, would you suggest counseling on a professional level or spiritual counseling?
I believe,
like, what would be your remedy?
I really believe in both types of counseling. I believe that there are good counselors that can walk you through and talk you through things that maybe you have experienced that you don't even know you've repressed. And
right.
I also love the Christian counseling, but I understand that there are very thorough counselors who are not Christians, but just know how to, because talk is powerful. And when we can begin to talk about things, but like I say, my purpose in this book is to shed that beauty that was ordained for you. I mean, it's already there, but we have to dig through stuff. And like I say, there are layers that we don't even know that exist. So I tell people, I don't go to professional counselors, but I got some good girlfriends that I can talk to, boy, and we can just put it all out there.
Your village.
You know, so.
Your village. Yes.
Yes. And so it really doesn't matter who you talk to, just as long as you can get that stuff out of you to recognize who you were created to be. But then to believe that, because you can read spiritual beauty and you can say, yeah, okay, but do you believe that you were created beautiful? Do you believe that your design is the way you're supposed to be?
So in doing so, and I'm just trying to ask for clarification. So it also includes changing your mindset. Is that correct?
Yes, it does. It does. It does.
Okay.
And as a Christian, my go-to mm-hmm. book is not to go, you know, and I read from all sorts of different books, but what I look to is I look for the affirmation from the highest power. I don't look to, mm-hmm. but I used to. And see, I'm mm-hmm. older now, and I had to grow. But I love the fact that I can look back and say, I know what that's like. I know what that feels like. And I think that sometimes as older women, we start trying to make people grow fast. No, you got to grow through a process. And so I don't mind people going through the process. I think sometimes that as Christians, we don't give people the chance to grow from where they are. We're like, come on, you know. No, I can tell you I went through so many stages. I talk about in the book about how I used to go to the drugstore and just look at the aisles and go down the aisles and say, well, what can I use to make myself look better, which is not a bad thing. We all need to look better. But my focus was so much on not looking, just looking better, not being better, just looking better. And like I said, you're more than just your physical appearance.
Okay. Now, do you suggest counseling first, and then as you or the village, and then you begin to see. Do you think that helps to awaken the spiritual beauty? Because
I,
you know,
go ahead. You go ahead.
Go ahead. I was gonna say. Go right on ahead, Miss Wanda.
No, you go ahead.
There are some women out there who, due to toxic relationships, of whatever kind, they don't see the spiritual beauty. But then they may be ashamed to talk about, or they may not even realize that they have a self-esteem problem. Or they may not see their inner beauty. I'm not about their self-esteem problem. They may not see the inner beauty. Do you think that it comes from the... Does the counseling or the village help to bring it out, as opposed to, say, you know, going on a self? Some people will go on, you know, on a self journey. I what's your thoughts on that? And I hope that made sense, what I just
it
said.
It does make, it makes very good sense. And
okay.
I'm trying so hard to think broader, because some people will be able to go on that journey by themselves, but others will need community. So I,
yes.
for one, believe in the power of community. I so believe in that. And I think that it is lacking where... for so many people, where you have genuine community, where you can establish that trusting relationship. And I do know that everyone that you talk to may not be the one you need to talk to. And this is something that you must learn. And I just know that there are a lot of people who have been hurt by trying to use community, and there are a lot of people who have been hurt by not using community. So it's a very it's a slippery slope, and there are people out there who genuinely will support you, but finding those people is not always simple and clear cut. So women, you know, it's just whatever is going to work for you. If you have to go through it alone, I believe that you can go through it alone. If you're an analyzer, sometimes you can just take it apart yourself. I do a lot of journaling, and I know that sometimes I can write things down. I'm also a praying woman, so I say, well, what in the world am I even talking about, God? You know, I don't even understand my own self sometimes. So that's why I say just someone who is going to be trustworthy, but that involves taking that person through a process, and you know, you have to be found trustworthy. You know, you just don't start talking to people about all sorts of things. So it is a process, and I think that so many people have been hurt by trying to expose themselves, and then they got even more wounded because they weren't sharing with a trustworthy person. But it can go either way. I truly believe it can go either way. You can work through it, or if you really think that you can't work through it, then you should seek out community.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I hope this is helping somebody, because there are a lot of people out there that are ugly, and they really do look and they see ugly. They don't see the beauty in themselves. So I hope that this is helping someone.
I pray so. And I love to encourage people. And so in the book, I try to use a little bit of humor, even though it's a heavy subject. And I discuss, you know, how people have been hurt. You know, some people have been hurt through abuse, you know, all the forms of abuse that women can suffer through, and, you know, shame, rejection. And so understanding that there is one who loves you more than you can know. That's the point that I have to drive home, that there is one who loves you more than you'll ever be able to comprehend. And so once you gain relationship with him, that's when you find your value. We don't always find our value through other people. People can be very hard on you. People can be very kind to you, though, by the same token. But for people who have been very, very much hurt, there is one who loves you more than anyone, or more than you can ever imagine.
There you go. And that there it is in a nutshell. I hope that you guys are gaining something from this, because it might be a little deep for some, and I'm just praying that those who are here are gaining something from it. And know that you're not here by accident. You're here by design.
Right.
Anyone that is listening via replay, you are also not here by accident. You are here by design. Like I said, I know that it's a subject that I've talked about before, and I'm just always interested in, you know, knowing more. And so I believe that that's why, see, it's not by accident that LaShira put us together. It's, you know, definitely to help someone. So, again, I want to thank her for putting us together, and thanking you yet again for taking the time to even want to come and discuss this topic. It's like I said, it's heavy in nature. You said it's heavy in nature.
Yes. And I so thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. So now, once you discover, and I don't know if I'm going too far, tell me if I am, but once that spiritual beauty has been awakened, what do we do then?
Once that spiritual beauty has been awakened, you walk and you fulfill that purpose of your design. Because what I know is that everyone has a purpose, but we don't know our purpose sometimes because we're chasing other people's purposes or we're chasing somebody else's design or something like that. But there is a purpose for you. So once you determine that spiritual beauty and you begin to walk in it, you'll be able to fulfill why you're here. I just believe there are so many people who do have no idea why they're here, but because we're off track, we're not paying attention to the important things. And like I say, I'm gonna give you a little tip of how I looked at this thing, and I looked at the whole world of beauty as like a side show, something to distract you, because it's very easy to get distracted. I mean, there's so much. I mean, there's hair. It's fun, too. So don't get me wrong, because I'm not saying neglect beauty, and that's one of the things that I say. I say, please do not neglect beauty, because you need to keep yourself up. No one wants to see anybody just like totally neglecting themselves. So that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the whole package, not just one side, the outer side. We're talking about your whole package and you being able to walk in that design and be who you were created to be for the purpose that you were created for.
You know, there are so many people that walk around and they don't know their purpose. I take it a step further and I'll say, you know, so many people leave this earth never fulfilling their purpose. And that is so sad. It's so sad
it
because
is.
They didn't go in search of it.
And we need that diversity.
Yes.
That's so important, is for us to have diversity. Everybody doesn't need to be a cookie cutter pattern of who knows what.
Mm-hmm.
But the diversity is where the beauty is.
Some were called to preach, some were called to teach, some were called to serve. I hope and I pray that everyone listening will not only find but fulfill their purpose. And not just fulfill it on the day that you leave the planet, but to be able to enjoy it, you know. You hear people say, oh, their job here is done. And then you see the impact that the person has left. We've seen it here recently, you know. Some people say, oh, you know, the good die young. And then you hear other people say, well, their purpose has been fulfilled. You know, people who are walking in their victory and they're walking in their truth and they're walking in the knowledge of who they are, it's a wonderful feeling. And so I hope, like I said, I hope that we all find our spiritual beauty. And if you're not sure, like Ms. Wanda said, you know, please seek out someone that is going to help you. For some people, they go on a sabbatical. I know a friend of mine recently, she took a year sabbatical, and she's a pastor. And what we would do is we would convene, you know, on Sunday morning and just two of us. And after a while, she's like, you know, I see things in a totally different light. You know, my spiritual connection is stronger. My relationship is deeper, you know, with the Creator. And so, you know, however, some people go away on a retreat, you know, and that awakens the spiritual beauty. It whatever it takes for you, please just go in search of it, and I pray that you find it. Miss Wanda, are you still there?
I am still here.
Yeah. You got kind of quiet on me for a minute. I wasn't sure.
I was just listening and taking it all in.
Yeah. You know, I've seen it. I've seen it a couple of ways. My mentors are diverse. I like that word that you said. They're diverse. They're eclectic, if you will. So, So, what's next for Miss Wanda Lee and Spiritual Beauty?
I am writing. Spiritual Beauty is the first of a series. I'm not going to give those titles away, but there will be two more books. I plan to write two more books in relation to the spiritual connection, because what I so recognize, and I heard it the other day, I heard someone say the sacred and the secular are not separate. Sometimes we try to make it two different dimensions, but it's not separate. And that's something that you'll have to chew on a little bit to think about, because I did. So, like I say, there are two more that I'm planning to write, and because I'm a slow writer, hopefully it won't take as long as Spiritual Beauty. So, just look forward to those two from me.
Okay. And when you say it was slow, like approximately how long are we talking?
I was given the concept for Spiritual Beauty in 2005, and I think I wrote 3,000 words, and I said, I cannot write this. I said, I cannot write this because I am not willing to live it. It's just easier to mingle and get lost in the crowd rather than to stand out and say something that is going to make you stand out. And this book truly is about stepping out, standing on what you believe. And I just said, no, I don't want to write that. I'm not ready for that. And so I tossed it to the side. And I was talking to Dr. Norma one day. It was in 2017. And she said, we were talking about, I was talking about my story and how, you know, I hadn't written it, didn't want to write it. And she said, that's an act of disobedience towards God. And I said, oh, no. She said, someone is waiting to read your book. And I thought, really? I had not taken it seriously at all. And so after that, of course, I picked up my pen and I started writing again. And then and I would write sparsely, you know, from 2005 to 2017, but I just really hadn't taken it seriously. And so in 2017, I also met Jacqueline Thomas. So I love her too. And I had gotten to 12,000 words. And I mean, because I'm a slow writer, it was like grueling. It was like, it was painful to get those 12,000 words. And she told me, she said, you need to get to 20,000 words. I said, oh my goodness. you know, in the words of Charlie Brown, I said, good grief. And so I had to work. But those 8,000 words is where I had to pour out my soul. And that is where I had to expose myself. But after I exposed myself, I knew that I was finished and the book was ready to be released.
Okay. You know what? And the names that you just mentioned there are some powerful women. Shout out to First Lady Dr. Norma McLaughlin. Love her. She is a sweetheart. Yes. You know, she has been here, I believe, twice. And then when you just brought it full circle for me when you mentioned Jacqueline Thomas. Jacqueline Thomas is so humble. She's so, she barely speaks above a whisper, but her words are so powerful. Then she has a way of pushing you. She really does. Like, by time you leave from out of her presence, that one lady that I will clearly go on record any day, any time, and say that the spiritual beauty is all over her.
I agree.
And you will walk away from a conversation with Jacqueline Thomas just walking up with up straight. Back straight, neck high, head risen, and you are on a mission, because that's the type of power that lady possesses. And so I thank them for pushing you into your greatness, or ushering you, I should say, ushering you into your greatness and into your journey into being an author. And I definitely look forward to anything else that you have coming up after this, because I know it's going to be great. And I will tell you this, now that the initial butterflies and all of that are gone and you're a little more comfortable with the process, the second one should not take you that long. I think that because you pretty much have it molded and you're being led. This is not something that you just picked up pen and paper one day and said, I'm going to start doing. You know, you already said that the Spirit had given it to you. Okay? And so when you're being driven by the Spirit, it comes, it's a labor of love, but it flows easily because it's being given to you and you're walking in obedience. So I speak that, you know, for you. It will definitely not take you as long. You're going to, you know, it's going to be a smoother process for you. I think the most difficult challenge for you is probably going to be the research, and that's it.
And, you know, another person I cannot fail to mention, and I thank you for those words, and I received those words, but she just popped into my head, is Suzetta Perkins. Boy, she was a good teacher also, so I learned a lot from her.
Now I have to wonder, Miss Wanda, who are you? Oh, when you said that name, I got the chills ran through my body.
Yeah.
She is like a
She's powerful,
I
too.
I love Suzetta. Oh, and we get together, we laugh. We will forever share, you know, jokes. We seek each other out at conferences. Like, I can talk to her, but when we know that we're going to be at the same conference, we seek each other out. I love Suzetta. Oh, my gosh. Your village is strong.
I'm so blessed. I feel so blessed to have walked alongside these women. And like I say, the product Spiritual Beauty, I give so much credit to them for what that book is. And like I say, you know, I just I just want to say thank you to all of them.
Yes. And it's funny because I just looked at Suzetta yesterday. She had made a post, and I was like, I've got to reach out to her because I haven't talked to her since, I think, August of last year. And, you know, a basic hi and bye on Facebook is not nearly enough. But, yeah, I'm so glad. See, then again, there is yet another reason why we were connected. You, every woman that you have named since you've been on this call, I have a special bond with. Every last one of them. You know, so you, again, you are not here by accident. You are definitely here by design. And I appreciate you. And I thank the Creator for putting us together.
That's a beautiful thought, and I agree as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So before we conclude tonight's call, I want to give you the opportunity to tell everyone how they can connect with you on social media and how they can purchase the book. Now, I do want you to know, or I'm not sure if you do know, but on Amazon it has the book listed as $449. So I think yes, it is listed. When I saw it, I was like, maybe she doesn't know. Yes, yeah, listed as $449, so I'm sure there's just a slip up somewhere.
Oh, my goodness, we've got to correct that.
Yes, ma'am. So tell everyone how they can connect with you on social media and then tell them how the book can be purchased.
You can find me on social media, Wanda Lee. That's my Facebook page. What I'm doing is I've created a group called Spiritual Beauty Book that if you want to join, I would love for you to come and join us. We're going to have daily devotionals or weekly devotionals maybe, not daily, mm-hmm. or a couple of times a week. Mm-hmm. It's still under design. But the book can be ordered through my Gmail, onespiritualbeauty@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. If you want to send an email, if you don't want to order the book, please, I'll be happy to respond to you. But I just want, like I say, women to understand that you are beautiful. You are beautiful in the eyes of your Creator. And just if you can just take that and believe that, you're on your way.
Okay, and I thank you so much. I just sent you a friend request on Facebook. Are you on Instagram at all?
I am spiritualbeauty2@Instagram.
Okay.
I don't play around with Instagram a whole lot. I'm on Pinterest. I like Pinterest a whole lot. So you can find me. I'm not really big on social media. I love to meet people face-to-face, which I know I won't be able to do with everybody, but that is what I love. I love to look into people's eyes and give them a hug. So I'll give you a hug through social media, I suppose.
Okay. And let me just tell you that there is a whole other market. The reason why I inquired about Instagram, there are people who, for whatever reason, have left Facebook, and they primarily deal with Instagram. So although you may not, you know, like it too much, you may want to go there because you may be missing out on some serious connections and some clientele, you know, some customers. I always encourage everyone to connect with your readers over on Instagram. You would be surprised. And then I'm going to tag you as well. I'm going to go back and go in the flyer. I'm going to tag you all across social media. So it's always a good idea. Every now and again, I'm constantly on both. And of course, because I'm, you know, I'm constantly blogging about something, or I'm reviewing, or whatever I'm doing, promoting an author or whatever. But so I'm constantly on both. But I think that it would only benefit you to become a little more active on both. You would be surprised, because here's the thing. As an avid reader, I can honestly say that we support people who we tend to hear from. Not so much that you have to reach out to people every day, but when you're open to communicate with them, they're more willing to support you. So I just think that it would be a good idea, you know. Like I said, every once in a while, we all know Jacqueline Thomas is not very active on social media, but I love, she's definitely one that I look for when she's there, you know.
Yes.
Because I just like that connection with her. I can't pick up the phone and call her, but you know, I just feel like whenever, and again, I haven't seen her, I think it's been 2 years now since I've seen her. However, periodically we do, you know, chat, you know, through social media. So it's just something that you may want to look into.
I agree with you 100%, and I will try to do better. Dr. Norma's on me about that, so I will try.
Okay. Yeah. After 21 days, you know, it becomes a habit. So just, you know, it just take a few minutes, you know, do it, and you can scale back, but allow it to become, you know, a habit for you. Because, again, you know, you have done a lot of research, and you've poured a lot into this book. But people will never know about it if no one's talking about it.
That's right. For those words of wisdom, and I will take those words of wisdom and use them.
Well, I thank you. I thank you for allowing me to be a part of your spiritual journey. And I definitely look forward to talking with you again and to see what more you have in store for us.
I thank you for having me, and I hope that we will be in touch again soon.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. If you don't know how to get in contact with me, ask Lashira. She always knows how to find me.
Okay.
All right. So until next time, be blessed.
You too, and thank you. Have a good night.
On YouTube. There you have it, Spiritual Beauty, author Wanda Lee. As I stated, I'm going to go back and I'm going to tag her on all of the promotions for tonight's show. Please go and check her out. Chosen Pen Publishing. They are amazing. So I want to invite you guys to come back. I'm not sure if I have a show scheduled for Friday night, but I will let you know. But in the meantime, thank you for all of your support all across social media. Until next time, thank you for sharing my life. Happy reading, and be blessed, guys. Good night.
Love you, girl.